Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my daily detachment crew. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more zen and a whole lot less drama. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? Not the cute travel kind, but the heavy, resentment-filled kind that weighs you down day after day? We've all been there. Today, we're diving into a powerful Stoic principle. Forgiveness. It's not about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from its grip and reclaiming your peace of mind. Trust me, letting go is way easier said than done. But I promise you, it's one of the most liberating things you can do. Now, forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, not a destination. But Stoicism offers some incredible tools to help us along the way. First up, understand that holding onto resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're hurting yourself way more than them. Think about it. Every time you stew in anger or bitterness, those negative emotions are actively poisoning your own well-being. You know that feeling when you're consumed by anger or resentment? It's like a dark cloud hanging over your head, dimming your joy and making it hard to see the good things around you. Second, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, fallible creatures navigating this crazy thing called life. When someone wrongs us, try to see it from their perspective. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or just plain made a bad call. That doesn't excuse their actions, but understanding their motives can help you cultivate compassion and let go of the need for revenge. Third, focus on what's within your control. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you react to it. Stoicism emphasizes taking responsibility for our own thoughts and emotions. By choosing to forgive, you're essentially saying, I won't let this event define me or control my future. Next, practice empathy. This doesn't mean condoning their actions. It means trying to understand their motivations and feelings. It's like stepping into their shoes for a moment and seeing the world through their eyes. This can help you develop compassion and reduce your resentment. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Holding onto anger and resentment is like holding onto a hot coal, hoping it will burn the other person. The truth is, it only burns you. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to move on with your life without being held captive by those past events. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your colleague messes up a big project, putting the entire team behind schedule. Naturally, you're frustrated, maybe even a little angry. It's easy to fall into the trap of resentment, holding onto that anger, blaming them, and letting it fester. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of dwelling on their mistake, try this. Acknowledge your feelings of frustration, but remind yourself that you can't control their actions, only your reaction. Take a deep breath, focus on what you can control, your own work ethic and attitude. Offer to help your colleague get back on track, showing them that you're a team player. This doesn't mean excusing their behavior. It means choosing to respond with grace and professionalism. By focusing on the positive and offering support, you're essentially taking the high road and protecting your own well-being. See? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about liberating yourself from its grip. It's about choosing peace over resentment, growth over bitterness, and joy over anger. Remember, my daily detachment crew, you have the power to choose how you react to life's inevitable ups and downs. Stoicism offers powerful tools for navigating those challenges with grace and resilience. Forgiveness is one of them, a gift you give yourself and a path to greater freedom. So go out there, practice forgiveness, and let's create a world where we rise above negativity and choose peace instead. Until tomorrow, keep detaching, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that forgiveness is always an option. You can also leave a review on your podcast app. It helps me reach more awesome people like you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.